In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, it is obvious that this morning you have made an act of faith coming to Mass, because the weather was not the best, but your meeting with the Lord is a priority. And today, the teaching of the Gospel is a big word called faith. The leper and the centurion are two people of strong and deep faith. C.S. Lewis, the famous British writer, said that before he became a Christian, he did not understand why faith is a virtue. And he said, "Am I virtuous? Because I believe that 2 + 2 = 4. So why is faith a virtue? If Jesus is God, if I believe in him, how is it a virtue? The answer is simple. Because if we believe, there are many consequences. There are consequences to belief, and faith is not a feeling. Faith is more powerful, is more stable, is deeper than our feelings. Faith is rooted in the soul, in the will, and in the intellect. Abraham is the father of the faith, not because he felt well when the Lord asked him to sacrifice his son. He was not feeling well at all. It was a challenge. And he understood that having faith led him always higher and further. Faith is not a feeling. We believe not because we feel. We believe because it's true. Since Jesus is God, what he says is true. And that is why faith is a virtue and not a feeling. Faith is holding on to the things that have been revealed by God, accepted by the human reason, in spite of the changing moods. Faith is saying yes to God. It's therefore a relationship, a real relationship with a real God. Not God of my invention, not my own version of God. This is a particularity of Jesus' teaching. He says, "I'm going to love you as you are, since you believe in me. I'm going to love you the way you are." And the faith of the centurion is a great example. You might notice that the connection in the Gospels in between Jesus and soldiers was good. They had something in common. There is something in common in between the soldier and the Lord. Both of them are able to give their blood, the soldier and the Lord. The soldier for the country, and the Lord Jesus for the kingdom of his Father. There is something sacrificial in both lives. The life of the soldier, the life of the centurion, and our Lord's life. A kind of sacrificial mission. So, if we believe him, we have to embrace his love. But we would like to tell him, "No, Jesus, you cannot love me as I am. You should love only the best version of me." And the Lord insists, saying, "I'm going to love you as you and to love you as you are going to love me as me. Saint Augustine understands that very well back in the 4th century when he said, if I reject what I don't like in the gospel of the Lord, and if I accept only what I like, it's not the gospel that I believe, it's myself. If you and I, dear faithful, accept what we like, and if we reject what we don't like in the Lord's teaching, it's not Jesus that we believe and love, it's ourselves. It's not Jesus that we believe, it's ourselves, our big ego. It was a temptation of the people of God. In the Exodus, they were in the desert, led by Moses. They had been freed from slavery, from Egypt, slavery and death. And while Moses was on the top of Mount Sinai, they told Aaron, "Made up for us a God we could worship." The famous episode of the golden calf. They were making their own version of God and their own truth. You see how men turn quickly away from the Lord. They want God to approve what men approve, and God should love what men love. When the golden calf was fabricated by men, people didn't think or say, "We reject God." Rather, they said, "The golden calf is the God who saved the people from death in Egypt. He is the God we want to worship." They were creating their own version of God. If that is my version of God, who is the image of whom? I want him to become my image, and I don't want his likeness in me. This is what happens in our world, and even in the church. If we knew well the Old Testament with the Exodus, we should not be surprised. It's not the first time. And this is the question that we address to the Lord. How can you possibly love me? I am like an ugly leper. How can you pay attention to me? It is because of his divine plan of love and truth that I change the way I live and the way I think. Everything that Jesus teaches is true regardless of what our cultural environment says. The truth taught by Jesus has always been a challenge. When he teaches about his body and blood that he wants to give to man as a food and drink for eternal life, as a result of this, many of his disciples return to their homes. They are living forever. Then Jesus turns toward the apostles and asks them, "Do you also want to leave?" And Saint Peter replies, "Master, where could we go?" Beautiful answer. Where could we go? It's very deep. That is, we have come to believe that you are the truth and that what you say is from God. Remember, dear faithful, faith is a virtue and a relationship. Saint Peter did not know how Jesus could give his body and blood. In other words, "I don't know, but I do know you, Jesus. You are who you say. You are the truth. And when I am weak, you are strong. When I am lost, you are the truth. When I do not understand, you bring light. And in my whole life, I could do nothing else than to say yes to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.